This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This should come as news to exactly nobody, but the market for escapism in this pandemic, oh, it's thriving. Today's relevant example, book sales are up more than 5% over the same time last year. That's according to the market research firm NPD Books. Not so great a time, though, if you're a new author, having to work harder than ever to get yourself out there. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that one.
Melissa Falavino pictured a lot of things when she imagined finally publishing her first book of essays, Tomboyland.
I pictured this big launch event, probably at my local independent bookstore.
In her neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Maybe we'd throw a party, you know, I'd invite everybody I knew.
Then she'd rent a car or buy one and take off on a big road trip all across the country.
And stop at bookstores and event spaces along the way.
And eventually end up in Wisconsin, where she grew up.
And then have a huge Midwestern launch.
That was all supposed to happen this month. But you can guess what happened instead. That launch party with her independent bookstore was online.
Everyone, please join me in a muted and awkward and therefore completely Midwestern and appropriate virtual welcome of Melissa Falavino.
Virtual book launches and readings have quickly become a staple of this new world of publishing during a pandemic. And Falavino's publicist, Beth Parker, says there's actually a lot that's great about them.
Now there isn't, you know, the restriction of being in a certain city at a certain time. I know some authors are doing events across the globe.
But those virtual events often don't translate into actual sales the same way in-person events would, says Jeff Martin of Magic City Books in Tulsa, especially for debut authors.
The toughest thing has been trying to figure out how to monetize these events, right? I mean, we get great attendance, but, you know, they're mostly free events. And whereas before, you know, we'd have lots of book sales for some of these, that model has not quite solidified yet.
On top of that, with many bookstores closed, people can't just wander around and browse and stumble across a random book by an author they've never heard of. Parker says that is probably an even bigger deal for new authors than the move to virtual events.
The discoverability, especially in independent bookstores, you know, those curated tables and hand selling from booksellers is so important, especially for debut authors. You know, if an independent bookseller champions a book, you know, they can sell, you know, 100 copies of the book out of that one store.
Nothing is more important in terms of getting people turned on to a book than a heartfelt in-person or personal recommendation.
Jeff Martin of Tulsa's Magic City Books says that one way to do that in the virtual world is to pair a debut author with a well-known one for an event.
Having an author you love say, you're going to love this author's work too, that can sell more books almost than anything.
That is one way Christina Hammonds Reed has been promoting her new young adult novel, The Black Kids. And she's also spending a lot of time on Instagram.
Young people live so much of their lives online to begin with, right? Like, they've grown up engaging with people online in significant ways.
She hopes maybe people who engage with her online will read her book and then go tell their friend, hey, check this out.
It's this weird combination of old school and new school methods of doing something, right? Because you're hoping that readership builds with people reading it, which I feel like is very like analog, but also engaging on the internet and hoping that that reaches your readership.
Melissa Falavino is doing both those things too, posting a lot on social media and also working closely with two bookstores to promote her book and sell signed copies. And she feels like it's generally working out. For her virtual launch party in Brooklyn,
like 70 people showed up, which I did not expect. And it was great. It was actually kind of great.
And about half of them bought a book, which would have been a lot, even if it was in person. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.